This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. In a closely contested U.S. presidential election, voters are deciding between Democrat Kamala Harris, who could become the first woman president, and Republican Donald Trump, who seeks a non-consecutive second term. As vote counts proceed, Trump leads with 247 electoral votes to Harris's 214, aiming for the 270 needed to win. Trump's party is leading in 6 of the 7 key swing states. Meanwhile, Harris scored a critical win in Nebraska's second district, giving her a chance if she secures other swing states like Wisconsin and Michigan. On a historic note, Suhas Subramaniam became the first Indian American elected to office from Virginia, defeating Republican Mike Clancy. Campaigning has picked up momentum for first phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand. Defence Minister and senior BJP leader Rajnath Singh held a public rally at Lohardagga in Ranchi yesterday. Rajnath Singh accused senior Jharkhand Mukti Morcha leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren of ruining the state and said that election is the right time to change the government. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge sought vote in favour of INDIA bloc candidates at Mandu in Hazaribagh, while senior JMM leader Hemant Soren also addressed a series of meetings across the state. Meanwhile, election campaigning for the single-phase assembly polls in Maharashtra has also intensified. Leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha and Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will be campaigning in Nagpur and Mumbai today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is expected to address a series of rallies between 8 and 14th of November in the state. In view of the Chhath festival, the railways is operating special trains for the convenience and smooth travel of passengers. Today, around 19 festival special trains were originated from Delhi NCR to various parts of the country. These include special trains to Bhagalpur, Ayodhya, Gaya, Balia, Patna, Saharsa, Sitamarhi, Darbhanga, Katra and Mumbai. In Jammu and Kashmir, the Legislative Assembly today passed a resolution seeking special status and constitutional guarantees for the Union Territory. As the House assembled this morning, the Deputy Chief Minister, Surinder Kumar Chaudhary, moved a resolution that seeks to reaffirm the importance of the special status and constitutional guarantees, which, as per the resolution, safeguarded the identity, culture and rights of J&K. The resolution seeks the Assembly to call upon the central government to initiate dialogue with elected representatives of people of Jammu and Kashmir for restoration of special status, constitutional guarantees, and to work out constitutional mechanisms for restoring these provisions. Department of Financial Services Secretary M. Nagaraju underscored the government's focus on seamless access to affordable credit to the agri-allied sector and urged all stakeholders to take all necessary steps to increase credit flow to the sector. He said this while reviewing the progress of credit disbursement to agri-allied activities yesterday. Mr. Nagaraju told the PSBs to take all necessary steps to ensure that respective targets are met during the current financial year. He also urged state governments to facilitate banks in improving the flow of credit to these sectors. The IMD, India Meteorological Department, has forecast heavy rainfall at isolated places over Andaman and Nicobar Islands till today. According to the IMD, thunderstorms accompanied with lightning are expected over Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal today. The IMD said Delhi and the NCR region are likely to experience smog and shallow fog during the morning hours and mist in the night during the next 2 to 3 days. Domestic benchmark equity indices Sensex and Nifty began trading in green today as counting for the keenly contested U.S. presidential election went underway. The Sensex was trading at 80,087 after rising 610 points or 0.77% in the early deals. Nifty was trading at 24,393 after rising 180 points or 0.74% a short while ago. And that is the end of this news bulletin.